Time for our video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor, is here, and this is a good one.
Thanks, Ira.
They're all good, but this is a great one because it's multimedia, right?
Right. This week we investigated what seems like a superpower to me, and let's see if people can guess what it is. I'll set the scene for you.
Okay.
I was walking down the street with a college senior, Lucy Fitzgibbon, and we come to a rumbling truck. And I'm sitting there like, oh, this is going to be terrible for the audio.
Right.
I hear noise.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts humming and says, that's an E-flat.
the truck?
The truck was making an E-flat. And then there's honking in the background, and that's a B natural. I think you catch my drift
here.
So
she hears where we hear noise. She hears the musical notes.
The pitch.
The pitch of the noise.
Yes. So she has perfect pitch, or what researchers call absolute pitch.
Absolute pitch.
And it really is kind of amazing to walk around with her because she's clearly experiencing the world in a way that I can't really relate to.
Yeah. So how do you know if you have perfect pitch?
Well, we spoke with our researcher, David Ross, at Yale University Medical School, and he actually gave me a perfect pitch test. And I think we should do this test for listeners. Now, it's a little bit difficult because in his test, he gives you a tone-generating device,
right,
so you can actually give the answer with that. But if you've had any musical training, you probably, and have perfect pitch, you'll pass it. Okay, so here's the test. All right, ready, Ira?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay, good. Listen to the first tone you hear and remember it. That's it. That's
right.
The only test.
Go for it.
Easy, right?
Boop.
Okay, so you have it in your head. Let's get ready and hear the answer. So keep that note in your head.
Boop. Close.
Pretty good, Ira.
Close, yes. I have, what do you call it? Do I have?
Absolute pitch.
Is it catching? I take something for it. I don't have absolute pitch. I couldn't pick out an A from a C and my go.
It's for me, I could. It was erased instantaneously.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't hear it after the second note was played.
So does this drive her nutty if she hears all these sounds every day saying, this is my laser printer is putting out a B flat?
It's
right?
Funny you should mention that. She actually, in her office where she works, the scanner, which she describes as her Waterloo, by the way, is just below, I think it's a B flat. So it's just out of tune, at least the Western tuning scale, right? And it's constantly being used. And so apparently it's very irritating because she's a singer. So she's pretty attuned.
And you hear these things that are just out of tune. That's even worse.
Yeah, it can
if they were good notes, okay.
It can be very annoying, apparently.
Wow.
But, you know, I think the really interesting part of this research is just, and this is what David Ross is trying to understand, is how people and why this group of people, and it's about 1 in 10,000, that's the thought, hear pitches in this different way. And I think that test was indicative. Think about if you did that test with color.
Oh, yeah.
And someone, and they should said, okay, remember the first color.
I'd remember that.
I think most people who are not colorblind would not have a problem remembering it because color has this intrinsic identity to all of
us. So he wants to know why everybody is not this person.
That's how he frames the question. And his theory is that, you know, our ears are taking in the signal in the same way.
Right.
Right. We're all hearing the same signal and our ears are encoding it in the same way. But that's for some reason in people without absolute pitch, that signal gets lost somewhere in the brain.
Well, if you want to see Flora's video pick of the week and take the test yourself.
Yeah, you could take it.
Go to our website at sciencefriday.com, and it's right there up there on the little video side on the left. Play it. Take the test. And you can even download it onto your iPhone if you want on our iPhone app. And play it over and over again.
Yeah, and the test, this is the thing. The test should not be hard. David Ross said that for people with absolute pitch, the big struggle is not falling asleep because it's so easy for them, which just gives you a sense of the...
Flora's done it again up on our video pick of the week on our ScienceFriday.com website. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
See you next week. That's about all for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer, Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is is our multimedia editor. Alicia Bayak, our Spanish language producer. Neil Rouse, our TD. That's a technical director at the controls here in New York. Our intern is Ariel Bleicher. And today we wish her a fond farewell and the best of luck as she goes out into the real world, out of the cocoon. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. And as I say, go to our website at sciencefriday.com where that video pick of the week is up there. And also, you can podcast and blog and all kinds of things there. And you can take our show and shove it right into your pocket on our iPhone app there and download it. Use it all the time, all the week, at all the archival versions of Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.